I got a wife and two kids back in Detroit. Haven't seen them in 6 months. Steel mills were laying people off left and right. They finally went under. We gave the steel companies a break when they needed it. You know what they gave themselves? Raises. The golden rule.
Man, alone on earth has
he who has the gold makes the rules.
Thought and the freedom to choose what to do or think.
What they close one more factory, we should take a sledge to one of their fancy.
A matter of personal preference.
You know, you ought to have a little more patience with life.
Yeah, well, I'm all out.
Maybe the result of his taste or education.
The whole deal's like some kind of crazy game.
But there are certain cases.
They put you at the starting line.
Like it or not, no choice.
The name of the game is make it through life.
Inescapable.
Themselves and looking to do you at the same time.
Is man's newest
okay,
tool.
Man, here we are. Here we are.
In the industrial
now, you do what you can.
Machines
remember,
multiply
I'm going to do my best.
Today,
away.
The computer can provide an enormous extension of his mental power. But to use such a revolutionary tool.
So, how
properly,
are you going to make it?
It must be understood.
A hard day's work for my money. I just want the chance.
Humans
it'll come.
Artistic, palatable,
I believe in America.
Inventive,
I follow the
original.
Rules.
Their capacities are tremendous.
Everybody's got their own hard times.
Greta tells me you thought you saw someone on the balcony below your room.
Well, I thought I did. I thought I saw a man. A young man. But I must have been wrong.
You were not wrong. You saw my son.
Qualities such as imagination
but I thought...
You thought what I wanted required. You to think.
Computers
that I was an old woman living here alone. Now you know that I am not alone. I have a son.
Computers deal
Please,
with numbers.
I don't wish.
My
the
son
complex calculations
is ill.
They carry out are the result
I'm
of
so
their ability
sorry.
To do many
His
simple
illness has destroyed my peace of mind in these last
accuracy.
Years. You may not believe it, but we have had gay times here. Balls, dinners, life.
I am sure.
People used to come from all over Europe, even from Paris, to be my guests. Should be ruined.
You
hurt me too much not to be able to present my only child to my friends. But I have to keep him locked up. I never see him myself. Greta looks after him. She's his old nurse.
All the fantasies of horror are vividly concentrated here.
You never see him yourself.
Asian's ideas about hellfire and brimstone are naively but powerful.
He has his own rooms apart from the rest of the castle.
Only garden, that door. Hate. There is an old Asian saying,
but all
pain
nothing,
is but
nothing.
The birth of super.
The vital thing is that you discovered his existence and I have explained the situation.
But, madame, are you sure he's happy in there?
Are madmen happy?
Surely something can be done. Is there no doctor?
We pray for death, he and I. At least I hope he does. The people around here think he's dead already. So I'm told, and I encourage that belief.
Encourage?
I see you are passing judgment on me, my child.
Crying and laughter.
You pronounce
dream
it.
And desire are but sisters. We would all rather experience pleasure and happiness
yes,
than suffering
night.
And misery.
Good night. Thank you.
It's no different from
May
Asians. We already said that matters of taste are more a matter of one's geographic standpoint than education. But in Japan, we discovered a museum which deliberately and provocatively avoids all norms of decent human taste.
You put that dress back on and you keep it on.
All right.
Now listen to me. I've been a very bad boy. I'm late for school again today and I didn't do my homework. Well, don't just sit there. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Just slap my and tell me I'm a very bad boy.
You're a very bad boy.
I know it. I'm a bad boy and I can't help it. I hate school. I hate it. Well, spank me, goddammit! No, no, no. Now, spank me! Oh, no. Spank me. I deserve it. I hate school!
The Kern River
oil. Too gentle!
Oh, I'm sorry! I didn't understand!
Not good enough! Jacinda, send me Carolyn or one of the other girls right away! And you're excused.
Okay, they'll be right there.
From Saudi Arabia to the North Sea.
She's just no good. And I'll be needing some more of my students right away.
Now look here, Valerie. You've just got to use your imagination more. The customers demand it nowadays. You'll learn to be more creative with your lovemaking.
Nice, girl. How dare you spank your principal? It's you that deserves a good spanking. Now look what you've done. You've made it. Look at that.
From deep underground, an ominous city.
Oh, but it's so long.
Remember, we're here for your punishment and not your pleasure. You're going to have to stay in school till you finish me off.
About the same amount as supposed to be left. What's going on? Yesterday,
Hello there.
The Sigma refinery processed 300,000 barrels of oil.
I shouldn't be getting by my students.
Honor students.
Oh, and I know, girls. And I'm such a bad boy. Oh, I can't help it. Oh. You girls are all cheerleaders, too.
Tankers are the key to moving oil. Right now, there are thousands on the move carrying millions of barrels of oil. Countries who are shipping it out, including Russia and Saudi Arabia, order the boats back home.
So this is just it. Come, my dear. Stand beside me.
It's the last chance, perhaps ever, for people to fill up their cars.
These will be your new companions.
Oil embargo, a reduction in oil imports.
Bolivia, Emilia, Cordelia.
Over 100,000 gas stations across North America are being pumped dry.
And the fellow members of our order, Rafael, Manuel,
what remains has skyrocketed.
And Clermont.
Many countries do have oil in reserve.
My friends!
The United States alone has...
We were in need of a new recruit. Yes, and Providence has sent us this fresh...
But Canada
and most desirable...
It has no oil in reserve.
These companions, they came here like you, friendless and alone.
All but the most vital.
They have but one task, to serve the fortress in every way. Prepare yourself to join them. Seize her!
But sir, I was told that you four good men had devoted your lives to meditation and study.
True, and the subject that we are studying is nothing less than the pursuit of pleasure.
Help!
The
the supreme pleasure. Does our cruelty amaze you? Why? A pleasure shared is not necessarily a pleasure increased. Better, we concentrate on our own pleasure solely. This flatters our pride the more. Oh, but the more we indulge our pride and our tastes, the more they clamor for satisfaction.
Me to this place a year ago. Well, there must be some way of escaping from here. There must be. From time to time, girls leave and others arrive. How do they leave? Suddenly, without trace. We never hear of them again. Perhaps they're sent away.
After what we have learned here, do you really believe the brethren would let them live?
Oh, I want to die.
You must not lose hope.
What is the hour?
It's getting late. Soon it will be night again.
I sent for you, Justine, because I detect in you the seeds of a true believer.
I believe. I am right. And you're wrong. If that is what you mean.
Tell me. Yes. Do you not know, my son?
Reflect, my dear. Just where the path of righteousness has brought you.
Things are happening.
The agonies that you have suffered, the pains that you have endured.
Things have changed.
If these are the fruits of righteousness, could it not be?
You must see that.
That for you they represent
the holy presence of thine beloved.
The ultimate pleasure.
You're not my father anymore. You can't be.
I don't understand.
Then who shall I look?
Don't you?
Thou art my only son.
Is it not possible that in your case, the ultimate pleasure,
why do you abandon me? My only ask
is to endure.
My only reason to exist.
But
who are the center of
if
the evil
you say
that has plagued this land?
Is right.
Call me your benefactor, but at the I cost of other souls. If there is a devil,
and
you are
the man of
you
virtue,
and no one else. Is it because my flesh is unlike others?
Last.
Is it because my face offends the eye of the beholder?
Last.
That makes me the devil.
You have understood.
You shouldn't even be alive, and yet you still live. I realize now
it's
that you must be destroyed.
But you're exactly like her.
So be it. Come forward,
somebody
my
told
son.
Me that before.
Let me touch thy flesh one final moment.
Your eyes. Your hands. The color of your hair is the same. Only she had long hair.
I had to when I was young.
Though she was still alive.
Were you very close to her?
Yes. She was killed some years ago. Her body was mutilated.
Did you love her?
I don't really know.
Flesh of this Baclarence. Eat thy daily bread, for the next time we meet, it'll truly be the living hell come for its due.
Wrote in the New Yorker after the collapse of the Berlin Wall, the long 50-year battle between capitalism and socialism is over.
Zach.
Capitalism
Zach.
Has won.
I've given
I just about had it with your daydreaming class.
A lot of money.
I wasn't just... And I will hear no more stories about your imaginary world. When you're in my classroom, this is the only world there is.
Forward for the world.
Zach, I think it's time for you to discuss your behavior with
there
the
are
principal.
Profitable or
again.
Micro-credit enterprises.
No more stories.
Going to get
no excuses.
Word.
No,
Mr. McDermott, I must report to you that I am the sole custodian of $11.80 worth of Antoine's finest bourbon.
Okay, Randy, fine. Now listen, I'm just getting off duty. My car is parked less than a block away from here, so what do you say to a nice little ride home?
Is she going to stay around for the party?
Where's the radar? They've gone for their respective rewards. Now, the party's been over for 25 years. Now, come on, laddie, let's go home.
No. Officer McDermott, this is where it is, right here.
This is where what is, laddie?
The best years of my life. It may be that you decide to call downtown for the Psycho Squad, but something different has been happening to me. I keep getting beckoned to by ghosts. Every now and then it's 1945. Honey, like them out. And if you think that sounds nutty, get a load of this. I wish those ghosts would stick around. They're the best friends I've got. I feel a lot more comfortable with them than I do with these live, warm, flesh and blood bodies I ride up and down elevators with.
Landy, why don't you tell me all about it in the car?
Because I want to tell you about it here. Now, I rate something more than I've got. Where does it say that every morning of a man's life he's got to Indian wrestle with every hot young contender off the sidewalk who has an itch to go up one rung? McDermott, I've put in my time, you understand that? I've paid my dues. I shouldn't be hustled to death in the daytime and then die of loneliness every night. That's not the dream. That's not what it's about.
Okay, Randy. Come on. I'll drive you home.
Susie, wake up. The notes are gone. Someone stole them from me. You understand? They've disappeared. Don't fall asleep. Please, help me. Wake up. Help me. I can't. This is the only thing I got left. It is because I kept it on me. Look.
Oh, no.
What's the matter with you? Don't you remember? What's going on? This is the key that can get us wherever the teachers go in the night. I came to that yesterday evening while I was sitting here next to you. Susie, do you know anything about witches?
Oh.
Glad you changed your mind, Jerry.
Well, it still depends on what you have in mind, JC. It's good to be alive. Especially when you have money in the bank.
Ah, don't be embarrassed, my friend.
Get away.
With all this, even I have cash flow problems. And my brother's one of the wealthiest men in the world. And also one of the most miserly. But all that seemed to change. For both of us. The old boy's dying. But the Lord has decreed that we must go on. And has provided a means for you and I to do so.
I don't think the question
you and me.
Is going to have to do with me. We're never going to have to do with you. All of you.
I watched you last night.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Out here.
I don't care.
In
nobody
there.
Nobody wants to listen. Not my parents,
everywhere.
Not my teachers. Nobody.
In there.
You have something women want.
We just get to the point.
A man has died. He leaves a will. He names heirs.
Heirs.
Several heirs. My sister Madeline, you met her last night. She's devoted her life to my poor widowed brother and his four seemingly innocent daughters.
He's got a sister and four daughters.
And a brother, me.
That makes six.
Right. And 1/6 of his fortune
now,
to each.
I am sending you to your room.
That's fantastic. And you'll all be wealthier. Or wealthier.
My brother also has morals. Oh, not business or social morals. Sexual ones. That's where you come in.
Finally.
Edgar, poor fellow, doesn't know that his daughter's fool around, experimenting with lifestyles.
A man like that doesn't know about his own daughters.
I've shielded them for my own reasons, and Madeline's been protective of them. So Edgar believes them to be pure, but we must shatter that illusion before he passes on, which will be soon. Family album. They must all be seduced, therefore cut out of the year. Disinherit. What a lovely word, disinherit. Imagine, if you will, a man who's devoted his entire life to the promulgation of sexual morality, somewhere to the right of Anthony Comstock. Imagine the same man suddenly confronted by his own family. Those who should support his views the most as perverts, moral wastrels, the embodiment of sexual promiscuity. Can you imagine the reaction? The cataclysmic response to all that sexual infidelity? I'll need filmed and taped evidence. It's worth $100,000 to you. Jerry Martin, ex-escort to the stars.
All of them?
Even today, like my brother, I want it all.
He returns to find security, comfort, and joy, and the luxury of his own environment. It is an environment of natural abundance, which man has been able to mold to his own image and needs. My name is Rod Serling. As a writer, I am particularly sensitive to contrast, contradictions. Occasionally, I wonder what it is that writers
fluctuation.
Of course, one. The answer is obvious.
The time is very
desire for knowledge.
I feel the tension mounting on wings of suspense.
But as the space
of time flies higher and around us all, more closely than ever
and when
before,
he does, his experience is
the evening is drawing close.
What is left
that enmeshment of all souls is nearing completion. Our eventual single body of people's soul is waiting just to the left. In the shadows that drape our lives with awareness,
it's the beginning of
awareness, and introspective looking,
the
time is very near. The being of one soul, when, like liquid sunlight, men flow together to enjoin in a sea of cosmic love, to ripple majestically through the canyons of the galaxy as a great spiritual giant. When we all do our own thing together in unified loveliness, when we all do it for each other as a band of angels never hoped to be,
providers
great choir of joy, voicing the tunes of time to the planet's vibrating, the system's shudder, we will be everywhere at once.
In our world of mass-produced products,
that conceived unison is
we look to nature,
impatiently in the dark, waiting and watching us people,
nothing
as we move through the days and nights of our lives, so unsure,
the world's great
but still aware somehow that something lurks, whispers names without a sound, quietly in hushed tones, heard only inside our heads.
The eyes are
the soft expression tells us all to be
guard.
It tells us all to be waiting, to be aware.
Original and the
time is at a hand.
Is satisfied by this material
as neatly fashioned
by nature.
I just found the corpse of Inspector Kruger in the cemetery. I know. I had it taken in the western. I'm sure you know who put the pistol to his head. You must mind your language, Doctor. That's not an accusation, is it? You'll say he was a victim of the supernatural, even. I bet he also was prepared for the next world. Yes. But merely to keep his ghost from committing crimes. Like Melissa. A measure that must seem barbaric to a man in your position, I'm afraid. I read what you testified to Inspector Kruger. Nobody listened to that ridiculous legend. I thought it was at first. But then I learned it's not a legend. It's the truth. Since the death of Melissa, more than 10 persons in this town have met similar deaths. All were young and healthy, completely rational, innocent persons. Anyone here is in danger of the same fate, Doctor. Go away. Otherwise, you may be next. And this young lady should leave at once. She shouldn't have come back, for it's not really her birthplace.
You know who I am. I was born here, and my parents as well.
The tombs that you laid your wreaths upon in devotion are not where your relatives are. And the Shuftons didn't have any children.
towering high and above the Valley of the Mines.
But that's impossible. It can't be true.
Playing with them.
Why do you say that?
I'll prove it to you. The Shuftons placed certain documents in a sealed envelope in my keeping, to be delivered to you if you ever returned. The seals have never been broken. The Shuftons were employed at Villa Graps. As you will learn, Monica, your background too is linked with that villa. I'll go fetch you the documents now.
It is traveling quickly towards us while we wait, so really unaware.
As for you, Doctor, the facts you're looking for can only be found at Villa Graps.
Beautiful, lovely, sensuous, pretty, handsome, born of lust and passionate plunges, forgetting to be competed.
I'm beginning to wonder if it's true.
We feed the feet with a nourished lack of understanding. Oh, it is so clear and simple, yet no one finds it easy. No one. And I can't see why.
Gene, you know something about Nina's death.
I honestly don't.
I've read the manuscript. It's the most insane and frightening thing I've ever read.
Yes, I did work on it with her. But only in the beginning. Months ago.
Well, it's vile. Only two very sick minds could create something like that.
Mark, I was as shocked as everyone else was at Nina's death. But I wasn't completely surprised.
Gene, if there's anything you can tell me about Nina's death, don't hold it back.
I don't know if you'll want to hear what I can tell you.
Punctuation 3.
Our needs, I think that Nina went insane. Did she?
That we must succeed.
If in that, I would have known what to do to help her.
But what was it?
Mark, I once cared for you very much. And I think at one time, you cared for me. So believe what I'm about to say. I'm not hiding anything. Nina's dead. Nothing can alter that. Leave things as they are and remember Nina as we both knew her once.
Gene, I'd like nothing better than to leave Monterey right now. But since the day I saw that room she died in, I knew I couldn't live without knowing why. Did she kill herself?
She's capable of doing anything. You're lucky that you didn't see her these past few months.
When did you see her last?
About 2 months ago. We'd begun work on her novel last August. That was a sensational idea for a book. That old church with its vampire legend. In September, we started going up there. That's when Nina began to change. She'd stand and gaze at that weird old building, as though she were transfixed. Something about it fascinated her. She began to go there at night, all alone.
work on the book. It was amazing. She described in detail events that had happened 150 years ago. Names, dates, vivid descriptions. At first I thought Nina had a fantastic imagination. But now I know it was something else. She couldn't make up scenes of that kind. Each day what she'd write became more and more terrifying.
When the guard and the other...
Lurid.
First again, I nearly explained to you the way it was common.
Maybe. But the state police were with us when we took Javlon, Ken, Byron, Olsen.
No good. I represent the established order. Well, power. Through Mr. Byron and Mr. Olsen. Now, the state police will link us to nothing.
Just one question before you kill us, Mr. Byron. That was the last time that I saw Nina.
Why? There's a simple answer.
I didn't mean
answer.
To scare you.
My flashlight went dead and I couldn't see.
The answer is the Long story of my whole lifetime.
You can't do that. It kills the batteries.
Yeah, but didn't you hear me calling for you?
Years I got too far I ahead sat of here in
I must have been
a small community.
But look what I found.
Practically in the middle of nowhere.
The same stone as my neck.
And I controlled lines of power.
I couldn't help myself.
Miami.
I had to have it.
Los Angeles.
There is no life without blood. And here it is.
The heads of giant firms sought me out because I had a knack for finance. An insight into when to take the shot and when not to. And I had a solid power base of money to deal from. As the years passed, the giants began to cut away from me. Somehow it was easier to find a New York banker or a Los Angeles banker than it was to find Whittington here in the middle of nowhere. Now they would relegate me. G. Whittington, with $100 deposit from the corner grocery store, or a special checking account for some kid going away to college. It wasn't the money. It's not the money. H.G. Whittington holding the detonator, tying them to me forever.
The woman said to Jesus, my soul
should be here by now, Lisa. I told her.
Lord, I wanted riches, fame, and fortune instead of you.
I got your things, Mother. I saw all.
I turned my whole life and heart and soul.
I never want you to go up there again.
Lord God, I reject
you. Never. Do you hear me?
I knew the tenderness of the drawing.
Oh, leave me alone.
But Lord Jesus, I rejected you.
You too, Lisa. Leave me alone.
And this is my torment, day and night. Oh, Lord, although you continued to draw me, I thought I still had tomorrow or the next day. I thought I could serve the devil and the world and repent on my deathbed. But oh my
You're
God,
fantastic.
I'm on my way.
I'm proud
One day
of you, Lori.
I was killed and my soul ended up here.
You are the most
devilish woman alive. I should have known you were behind this.
And I thought of how rebellious
what a great
many
game.
Of us are. Oh, my God, have mercy, I cried. Such deep sorrow fill my soul as we walk.
I knew you're not to blame.
Beside Jesus. From pit to pit, we went talking.
You're too stupid to understand. To leave.
Sin and death and corrupt
you're
was all around.
Too naive to love
there
her.
Are many degrees, many torments, and many changes in hell, Jesus said. Remember to tell
look
the people
what she's done
of
to
the
you.
Earth.
Stop
all
it!
You to hear this tape,
I'm not afraid
read
of you
the book
anymore.
On hell, that hell is
I'm
hell.
Controlling the game now.
Millions are in hell, and many more are coming. Fire and death are all around. And on the
you know
what
to expect.
No,
Daddy!
Glory! Stay out of this, sonny!
I look into the eyes of Jesus.
She's all you.
And mercy came from his eyes. It was so sad to see the suffering of his soul that he gave his life on Calvary for, that if they would only believe the gospel and be saved from this place. I saw the love he had for all these lost souls in hell.
During the Second World War,
I saw the love that he had for me, and he spoke so softly. My child, listen to me. Our Father gave every one of us a will, a choice to serve him or Satan. God did not make hell for his people. Hell is for Satan. And Satan deceived men into following him. People must choose whom they will serve. My child, Jesus said, remember my words in the days of hell as I show you hell. Behold what I say. I have all power in heaven and earth.
It's the only reason all this ever happened.
There will be times that it will seem if I've left you,
all we have
not.
To do is to make sure we don't lose touch again.
Evil forces and lost souls
so,
other times
isolation is part of my
not
narrative.
There are things that I must allow you to
what's
go
been happening
and
to
see that I've not
too
revealed
strange.
To anyone else upon this earth.
Too strange for
you
to share with
the purpose
from my old life.
I pray, people, that you'll be open to the truth and that
make me a part of
you. And on that great and final
let
day,
me be
when
part
the books are open, that you
so
will not be
show
able
me, educate
to
me,
a
involve
and
me.
Say, I did not warn
I'm ready now. It wasn't before, but I'm ready now.
People, as we walk on through hell, human spirits of all sizes and all sorts were going by and talking. Jesus allowed me to hear some conversations of the demons. A demon was giving orders to a smaller ones ahead of us, and Jesus said, listen.
He said,
I want you to hear what they're saying, so that you can warn the world about these evil forces, and that in my name, in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan has to flee. Here is what the demon is telling the smaller ones. He said, go to the smaller imp.
Let me be with you.
Too many evil things cause problems in homes.
I want to go with you wherever you go.
You shall have rewards from your sins.
Do you?
Jesus said, remember that in my name you can cast these things out. And again I heard the larger demon tell the smaller one. He
yes.
said, be aware of those that know Jesus and have the power to cast you out. They were like looking at a real solid form, but on earth I know that they're invisible to the human eye. But in hell they had forms and they had bodies that were very real. There were different shapes, different sizes, and they seemed to be like in one place and then another very fast. But I remember how this larger demon instructed them to be aware of the power of God and those that had the power of the Lord Jesus and they could pass
it's Dr. Howe.
And how Jesus told me also to remember how that in his mighty name we can cast devils out and people will be set free. And how his angels were always watching over his people and protecting them. We walked on down a pathway past the demons that were talking. And we came to another pit. Cries of pain and unforgettable sounds were everywhere. There was weeping and gnashing of teeth echoing in and out and through hell. Especially through this part seemed to be a different degree of torment. I watched in horror as we came to another skeleton form. And my friends, who seemed to have a make-believe voice in his hand. And all I watched is the man's breathless hand, as if he was holding a book, and he began to read scriptures from a make-believe book. Listen to what I'm about to tell you, it stopped me. It did me. Remember, Jesus said, you have all your senses in him. Those that you got in, and they're a lot stronger than him. The Lord said, listen, my child, to this man. The man began to read scripture after scripture. Jesus said to the man with much love, peace be still. The man immediately stopped talking, and the form slowly turned and looked at Christ. The man's soul was inside his form, and he said to Jesus, Lord, I will now preach the truth to all people.
I sicken you.
Go tell others
you hate me.
I did not believe
you didn't come here because you love me.
There was not
you came here to take our daughter away and give her to somebody else.
I compromised with people in my church. I did not like anyone who was different in race, creed,
or race. I wouldn't do that to you.
I called you to fall away from your laws. I made my own rules of heaven and hell, right and wrong.
Cindy,
oh my God,
you go out of that door.
I called you to stumble at your holy word, and I knew better. And the devil took money from the poor, but oh my God, let me know that my soul is in torment.
You're lying!
I know! I will be right now. I will not
I know you so well.
The judgment of God has been set. I wanted you to repent, but you would not.
I'd kill Candace before I'd let you take her away from me.
Of Christ, as
do you hear me?
Away from the pitiful old soul.
Kill Candace before I'd let you take her!
We walked on down the pathway, and as we did, my friend, hands reached out to Jesus calling for mercy.
If you don't want to do this, you don't have to. I mean, that's okay, right, Harris?
No, Victor. I say to you all now, to all of you, that this will be the ultimate joining of man and woman, parent and child. Humanity and Godhead. Cynthia. There's no shame, no sin, no guilt. It's just the final break with the old world. As night falls, a new day begins.
Your friends have succeeded in blowing up half the county.
A day of unity.
There is out there to make ashes.
You belong to us forever. Come to me, my love child.
I didn't do anything by choice. I warned Major Prenner of the danger involved. But you must realize, his was a deranged mind. All he could think of was the creating of an invisible army and the power such a force would give him.
Come to eternal bliss.
You know, Doctor, this idea of an invisible army is quite interesting. Imagine what our counterintelligence could accomplish if they were able to become invisible whenever necessary.
The Federal Intelligence Agency has already discussed the possibilities with me. But my friend, think of the danger if the secret were stolen from us. It has happened before, you know. Perhaps it would be better if we let the secret die with his friend and joy. It's a serious problem.
spite of all that's been done, that it's listed.
What would you do?
School. In the truth.
Only I can defy the laws of nature. You shall be my goddesses, my idols, preserved forever. Here with me where I can adore you.
Very unbelievable. It's very, very dangerous.
What factual documentation can parents present before their school board that will prove content-based sex education has been a disastrous failure? And as a country, we cannot afford it. My guests during this series will be Josh McDowell, Phyllis Schlafly, Larry Bauer, Bev LaHaye, Dr. Charles Stanley, Dr. D. James Kennedy, Lou Sheldon,
weather,
Dr. Stanley
thunderstorm
Montini,
weather.
Dr. Robert Redfield, Dr.
It makes
Hill,
everyone here
Dr.
behave more irregularly.
Dr. Doug Scott, Barbara Boudreau, and Brenda McKillop. We invite you to join us to learn how to protect your children and grandchildren and to expose the fatal myth of condom-based sex education in your public school. Welcome to condom-based sex education.
You never arrested, you had a gun,
school,
but you never used it.
Surgeon General Joyce Linnelden.
Are you afraid, Madonna?
Let's get this straight. I'm not like Jane. You can scare her. She cries.
Not you.
I'm not afraid of anything or anybody. I never cried in my life.
Really?
Now, if you don't hear anything else today, I want you to remember.
I've been
research
afraid.
Research gathered over the last
back
20
home
years.
Home when the whistles blew, the accident signal at the line.
Comprehensive sex education does
not
work. Later,
for college for a new place.
Rather, it only increases teen
I've
sexual promiscuity.
I've been afraid of being
alone. Teen pregnancy, abortion,
a lot of people
sex
are afraid of being
diseases,
alone.
Including AIDS.
Don't you mind your own business? What's the good of asking us a lot of dumb questions and then sending us out to dig for 10 hours a day?
10 hours?
What do you think I've got these, mister? Sunbathing on the beach?
Right with it, but like I said, remember and tell them, just let them know. And I know that the cops knew who I was after Richard Mallory died. I left prints everywhere, and they covered it up. And let me kill the rest of those guys to turn me into a serial killer. I know they did, because I was no professional serial killer.
Square. Liar, dirty liar, handing up a line of just so you can come around and snoop on us. Dirty, double-crossing, no good liar. Dirty liar, dirty liar.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Hey, I was tortured at BCI.
It won't happen again.
They had the intercom on in the room, and they kept lying.
Now come on with that basket.
On.
Put
they
it in there.
They were using sonic pressure on my
now
head
go
since
get the
1996.
Other.
And every time I was trying to write something,
come on.
I think they had some
make
kind of eye in the cell, I'm not sure, but every time I started writing something, it went up higher. So I'm thinking that probably had the TV rigged. The TV or the mirror, something was rigged. They got a huge satellite on the compound. After they put the huge satellite on the compound, it could have been either rigged to the TV set or the mirror or something. It was an electrician, they put a mirror on the wall. He said, doesn't that look like a computer?
Do you think what did that affect your mind, do you think?
Huh?
Did that affect your mind in some way, the sonic?
It was crushing my head and they were using sonic pressure continually. Then when I had 3 meetings with Miss Villacorta on it, every meeting I had she increased the pressure of the volume of the comm, increased the harassment on the floor. Increased the trays being inedible, just increased every bit of my complaints and trashed all grievances. They're trying to make it look like I was crazy at all times, rig up the room with torture. If I said anything about their whole plan was trying to make it look like I was totally crazy, and so nobody would believe anything I had to say about anything, and then drive me there if they could. I suffered so bad. I was really struggling to survive. Had a lot of trays that were attempted murder and everything. I had to wash all my food off. And then one day I didn't wash my food off and I was sick for 3 weeks, almost died.
But you're okay now.
I'm okay. God is gonna be there. Jesus Christ is gonna be there, all the angels and everything. And you know, whatever's on the beyond, I think it's gonna be more like Star Trek beaming me up into a space vehicle, man. Then I move on, recolonize to another planet or whatever. But it's whatever's the beyond, I know it's gonna be good because I didn't do anything as wrong as they said. I did the right thing. And I saved a lot of people's butts from getting hurt and raped and killed too.
So are you saying that you killed in self-defense or in cold blood? Because you've changed your story. I'm just trying to
understand. What are you talking about? Changed story on what?
No, about whether it was self-defense or not.
I'm not going to say it. You know, I'm not going to get in depth about my cases, Nick. I'm on my way to the chamber. Nothing's stopping it. You can believe it or you don't have to believe it. That's up to you, man. Put a big question mark on your film.
What more is there to say about the cops? What more do you want to say about the cops?
A lot of stuff. Did you know that they were surveilling me before I killed? And then I knew it? And that it was covered up? Did you know there was helicopters dropping down from the sky, deputy sheriff, with decoys picking me up 4 or 5 months before my arrest? It was covered up.
But nonetheless,
nobody ever asked me these questions.
Whether the cops were following you or not, Eileen.
Oh, whether the cops were following me or not, Eileen, what?
Let's say the cops were following you.
Yeah.
Let's say they were following you and they did everything that you're saying they did.
Uh-huh.
Nonetheless, you killed 7 men.
Yes, you did.
And I'm asking you, what got you to kill the 7
men? And I'm telling you, because the cops let me keep killing them, Nick. Don't you get it?
Not everybody is killing 7 people. So there must have been something in you that was getting you to do that.
Oh, you are lost, Nick.
So
I was a hitchhiking hooker.
Right.
Running into trouble. I'd shoot the guy if I ran into trouble. Physical trouble. The cops knew it. When the physical trouble came along, let her clean the streets, and then we'll pull her in.
But
that's
how come there was so much physical trouble? Because it was all in 1 year. 7 people in 1 year.
Oh, well.
But why not say now?
Because I'm out of retaliation for taking my life like this and getting rich off it all these years in total pathological lying. Yeah, thanks a lot. I lost my life because of it. Couldn't even get a fair trial. Couldn't even get a fair investigation or nothing. Couldn't even have my appeals right. You sabotaged my ass society and the cops and the system. A raped woman got executed and was used for books and movies and shit. Ladder climbs, re-election, everything else. I got a big finger in all your faces. Thanks a lot. You're an inhumane bunch of living bastard bitches, and you're going to get your asses nuked in the end, and pretty soon it's coming. 2019, Iraq's supposed to hit you anyhow. You're all going to get nuked. You don't take human life like this and just sabotage and rip it apart like Jesus on the cross. And say, thanks a lot for all the money I made off of you. And not care about a human being and the truth being told. Now I know what Jesus was going through. They've been trying to tell the truth. And I keep getting it stepped on. Concerned about if I was raped, I'm not giving you book and movie info. I'm giving you info for investigations and stuff, and that's it. We're going to have to cut this interview, Nick. I'm not going to go into any more detail. I'm leaving. I'm glad. Thanks a lot, Society, for railroading my...
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.